Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time for Jeff and me to pick our blog post of the week. Actually, we've already picked them. We've been reading your blogs all week. I found a new one that is positively delightful, and I've chosen it as my pick. But first, Jeff's pick for blog of the week. If you'd like your blog to be read and considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week, just go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote, and you're going to find on the promote page the Issues Etc. widget. It's just a little symbol and instructions there on how to post it at your blog. When you've posted the Issues Etc. widget at your blog, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, with a link to your blog. Tell us about it. We'll put it on the list. We'll read it every week, and we'll consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's your pick?
Mine is Pastor Todd Peppercorn's Lutheran Logo Maniac. It's a marvelous Easter sermon he preached this Sunday. Just some closing paragraphs here. Death has no sting because Jesus is risen. Your sins cannot weigh you down because Jesus is risen. You have a future that is bright and clear because Jesus is risen. What is broken and messed up today will be mended because Jesus is risen. You are not in prison. You will be free because Jesus is risen. Christ's blood now marks you as his own because Jesus is risen. Rejoice this day and be glad. The things of this life which weigh you down will pass. God is at peace with you, and you do not need to be afraid of anything which comes your way. Jesus is risen, and that is all that really matters in this life. Believe it for the sake of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastor Todd Peppercorn's Lutheran Logomaniac.
My pick comes from this new blog that it's not a new blog. It's new to me because I just found it. Someone recommended it, and I somehow came across a link called the Mockingbird blog. And the post that caught my attention most was called A Theology of the Cross versus A Theology About the Cross. It reads in part, I'd like to focus on the distinction between the theology of the cross versus a theology about the cross. While both seem to focus upon Jesus and his death, a theology about the cross inevitably is nothing more than a theology of glory, seeing the cross as a means to an end as opposed to the end itself. A theology about the cross quickly becomes what I would call Hallmark card theology. It is sentimental and therapeutic as opposed to healing and salvific. And it ends, therefore, a theology of the cross, as opposed to simply inoculating our conscience to sin and our own culpability in it, finds us guilty of the sin that we have committed and states that we should justly be condemned for it, while at the same time stating our penalty has been paid for and we are 100% forgiven. A theology of the cross keeps us in our proper place as helpless sinners and keeps Christ in his proper place as our Lord and Savior. My pick for the Issues Etc. blog post of the week, the Mockingbird blog, A Theology of the Cross versus A Theology About the Cross. We'll have links to both Jeff's and my pick for blog post of the week at our website under the on-demand page, issuesetc.org.